Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Jim Cantarucci back on the show. Jim's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. A dozen years he's been hanging out with us. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habit to Create a Lifetime of Success, among many other credentials that he has. He's our good friend Jim. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. I always appreciate being here. So if we got past our 7-year point, that means we're not going to be breaking up. So.
That's exactly. I think we're solid on that one. No question. Of course, we had that prenup too thing. So
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Jim. I've got some friends who, some of my Brain Trust members live in Palo Alto Software in Silicon Valley, and they talk to me about self-driving cars all over the place up there.
It's a big deal in Columbus, Ohio.
Have you got self-driving cars in Columbus?
Yeah. Jim, we competed as a city with, you know, all of the big cities around the country for something called the Smart City Grant, and it's about making city services intelligent, the Internet of Things, et cetera. And there's a big deal here around self-driving buses, self-driving cars. What it's doing for Columbus is actually making an area of the city that was cut off by some new highways about 20 years ago to the point where people can't get access to healthcare, et cetera. And so the smart driving concept is something that we're actually piloting and actually doing here in a very controlled experiment kind of a way. And that got me thinking.
Before we go there, I want to stick with that for a second.
Sure.
In a self-driving car, does a human being have to be in it?
Yeah, I believe so.
They do, don't
right?
they? Because, I mean, yeah, they may let the car drive, but they don't completely trust it.
Right. I assume these buses are going to have somebody that facilitates the process, you know, to make sure everything's okay.
So if you have a self-driving car, but a person has to be in it, if the person is there, that presumes they're watching the machine. So other than the stress of not handling the steering wheel and the brakes and everything, what's the advantage of a self-driving car? I'm playing the devil's advocate here, and there's a reason for it. We're going to talk about it in just a little bit. But
sure. Well, yeah, obviously the parallels to leadership is what we'll get to. But,
Is it because the technology isn't old enough yet? We got to get it down the road. We got to be improved. We got to test it long enough that we think we can trust it.
Sure, I think there's a little bit of that, but the efficiency that's created, the schedule that you could create that's maintained, the adjustments that are made much better by the machine than the human being could make, et cetera. I think those are all components of that concept and why we're pursuing it.
Mm-hmm. So, well, there's no question that that's on the way, especially self-driving trucks. So the point that we're making here, folks, that Jim's helping us make is we've got these autonomous things going on in the technology. What if we had self-driving people, right, Jim? That's your idea.
Yeah, that's what, as I see so much about the self-driving
vehicle,
the self-driving person, you know?
What would he look like?
Jim, we always talk about, high-performing people, and we think of it as an elite category, as a small portion of our employee base. But why couldn't we have everybody that works here be a self-driving person? And the kinds of things that you see in a self-driving person, they put in the work consistently. They're aggressive learners. They're self-directed learners. They build their own curriculum. They thrive on feedback. they anticipate reward and they enjoy that reward. They're working towards something. They anticipate the boss's strategic thinking.
They've
right?
got some kind of pre-programming.
Yes. Yes.
Whether that be experience or training or you know some or instructions, right?
Right, right. Or the environment that they're brought up in, if you want to think of it that way, would be mm-hmm. their programming, right?
And they make decisions if this then that.
Right, exactly. They also feel comfortable with making suggestions. They aren't going to watch something fail right in front of them if they could make a tweak or an adjustment, right? They have confidence to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They prioritize the goals of themselves and the organization. They fix things that are broken. They're not going to walk past something that fell on the floor. They're going to stop and pick it up, right?
So a self-driving employee is similar to a self-driving car, but maybe transcends that. But you and I have to be involved in this, and we're going to talk about that. What do we as employers, as managers, as leaders, what do we have to do to...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.